As promised, we are joined on the Sports Ticket by RJ Jackson, former Beloit High School standout, now with the Air Force Academy. Mr. Jackson, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing better than your three-point shot at pickup basketball I saw the other night.
I made a couple of those.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were far and in between, but I made a couple.
Okay, well, that's good. You didn't make them in your mind. You actually made them. Okay. That's good, RJ.
You might have to have somebody check that, but I think I did.
Okay, you had a few witnesses. That's good. It was good to see you the other day there at the gym. I didn't have a chance to talk with you, but then I was like, hey, man, we might be able to get RJ on and talk about college and everything and playing for the Air Force Academy. How's everything been for you?
Good. It's been a fun semester. Not as much stress as there was freshman year, but making my way and having a good time with football, academics, and just living life. It's been a good time.
Okay, so let's go backwards a little bit because not everybody knows your route. Of course, you played from Beloit, played at Beloit High School, and then went to the Air Force Academy. Why Air Force, and what other schools were looking at you?
Air Force was really interesting to me. I've always had like a military background, not necessarily military exactly with my family, but it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. My dad planted that seed back in freshman year, and I just liked the structure of it all, and then they said, hey, you can play football, and so that was a big ticket for me. But then looking at the academics and the future aspect of it, it was too enticing not to say yes to. I thought that there was a lot of stuff for my future and just planning and looking ahead that it was an offer too good to turn up. And so that was where the academy came into play. And then I also had some looks from Wyoming and a couple of smaller schools. Butler was one of the bigger ones that wanted me to come play there, along with Fort Hays and some of the Ivy Leagues looked for me to come play there. But Air Force was by far the best choice for me.
So you're at Air Force, and that's where is it based at? Colorado Springs, is that right?
Colorado Springs. Yep.
Beautiful area. Beautiful area. Beautiful area.
Fantastic.
So last year you didn't see any varsity action. This year playing on special teams. Tell us what your role is on the team this year.
Right now, I'm second string for my position at outside linebacker. Haven't had a lot of time in there because the guy ahead of me, Haji Dunn, he was the All-Mountain West first team, I believe, this season. And so he had a great season, and I was kind of there in case anything went awry. And I was doing more of the special teams aspects and just kind of doing my role for that and making the most of what I could when I had the time.
So what's your numbers now? You're 6'3", 200 and what?
It depends on the day, but I like to say 240, but it's more like 235, 230, 237 or so.
Is that where they want you? Is that where they want you?
Yep, right about there. Yep.
Okay. So we talked with Jake English about this a couple years ago when he was at Wyoming, but I'd be interested in your perspective. Well, how much different is it playing high school football and then going and playing Division I football?
It's a different world because with high school football in North Central Kansas, you don't have as many people that are just physically stacked. And so when you go to play the Division I level, everyone is a high caliber athlete. You've got not necessarily huge guys, but you've also got medium-sized guys that are much faster than what you're used to. And so when you take the best out of each high school and then put them together, and this is from across the nation, obviously, it's a different game. The intensity is higher. It forces you to be a better player and ramp up your game to be able to play with them. And I love the competition that comes with it because that's basically what drives me is the competition of things. And so when you put that many high-caliber athletes together, it makes you want to do better and forces you to race your game.
It's a full-time job because you're on scholarship, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way the academy works, everybody has to go through a nomination process. I had to receive letters of recommendation from senators and representatives, and I worked for my way into the academy. Football helped me in a way, saying like this is another asset that you can provide to the academy. And so while that did help me get into the academy, I could quit football now, still be at the academy and still have all the benefits of the academy. Everybody at the academy has the same benefits that football players do. So football players are the same as people who are studying for aeronautical engineering. Like we are all on the same pay grade, same everything. So it's all a full ride scholarship for us because we're all in there to become officers for the Air Force in the future.
RJ Jackson is our guest today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. How often are you required to lift?
Lifting is basically every day. We tone it down more on the Thursdays. That's more of our light day. And then Friday we have off for game Saturday. So I guess it's more Monday through Thursday, but off season it's every day we're lifting and working out.
What's your practice schedule like during the season?
So the schedule for the day is pretty tight, and so we've got classes all morning and then mandatory lunch, and then you head down to practice. I usually go down about 12:30 or 1, and then we have meetings, weightlift, field work, and then I head to dinner, so I'm not back into my room until about 7:30 or so. So it's not quite 6 hours, so more like five and a half. And while it doesn't may not seem like a lot, we've got a lot on our plate in the academic realm and the military realm. So it's as much as we can for the time that we're allotted.
So this season, the football team Air Force doing very well. You guys are 9-3, and you've got a upcoming bowl game. It's in Arizona. I'm sure you guys will like that, against South Alabama. So you're back for a few days, I would guess. And then when do you have to go back, and how does the preparation work as you get ready for a bowl game on December 30th?
So I will be leaving Christmas morning. We're headed out from our house about 4 in the morning to catch a flight to Manhattan. They're flying us out directly to Tucson, and then we will start practicing that day. We've got an afternoon practice, and we'll be practicing every day up until the bowl game on the 30th, just trying to prepare physically, mentally, and it's all just trying to get us ready for that game. South Alabama's a great team, so we're just going to get as ready as much as we can.
That game will be at 4:30 Central Time for people to watch on December the 30th, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl between the Air Force and South Alabama. Is there anything that has surprised you or was unexpected once you got to the academy or over the course of the first 2 years you've been there?
The biggest thing for me was basic training. I showed up and I'm in processing, and everybody's smiling, they're having a good time, and the coaches come up to me and they're like, "Hey, how you doing? Da da da. Put your nose to the grindstone. You're gonna get through this, whatever." And I'm kind of like, "I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, this is fun. Like, everybody's having a good time. I'm getting my hair cut the way I want it to. I let it go long so I can have a good time." And then we get through some paperwork real quick, and they put us on this bus, and they're like, they start yelling at us. They're like, "Get a detention, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Hold up, can we go back there where there was food and people are shaking my hands and smiling?" And so the basic was not what I'd expected it to. I thought that it was going to be a little bit more laid back. I don't know why I thought that. We're in a military academy. But that was kind of a reality shock for me. But it took me a couple of days to pick up on the pace of everything and just like the flow of what was going on. But after that, I thought that it went pretty well. It's the most tired I've ever been. Probably through the course of my life, it was pretty intense. Waking up at 4 every morning, going to bed about 10 or 11, along with the strenuities of the day. So,
sounds tiring to me. I'm tired. You just don't tell me about it. RJ Jackson, our guest today here on the Sports Ticket. Okay, the for people that aren't familiar with the teams that are in your league or conference, who are those that you play on a regular basis out there?
So our biggest rivals typically are Wyoming and then Boise State. We've had some pretty good success against the last couple of years, along with New Mexico, and we've played Hawaii this year. Utah State's a big one too, and then obviously the Cross Academy rivalry with Army and Navy. Those are the typical ones that come to mind immediately. But everybody we play is a good team, and it's always a great opportunity to be out there and be able to play the game.
So you play Hawaii. Did you play that? Have you played at Hawaii yet since you've been there?
That actually, so last season was when we were there. And the way it works, they're in the, I believe, the Western Division of the Mountain West. And so we will only, it's only a two-year rotation. And so.
Bummer.
My freshman year. But yeah, I miss that by a little bit. So I'm going to miss it. But it was still, we get to travel all over the place and see cool places, and and enjoy our time with it.
What's the coolest place that you've been able to visit?
I really liked going to West Point. The campus was really cool, and being able to see another academy and being able to win the Commander in Chief Trophy while we're there was really cool. Just being able to see, like, kind of the dynamic of their school, and it's really a really pretty campus, and just knowing the history behind it and knowing that the people there are doing similar stuff as to what we're doing at the Air Force Academy, just preparing for later in life.
Okay, somebody texted me. Apparently they don't know, so you hopefully, I would think you would know the answer to this one, RJ. It'll be the easiest question to ask you throughout the day here. What does RJ stand for?
RJ stands for Ronald James.
Mm-hmm. Well done. He knows his answers. That's good. Yeah, because, you know, you think about that. It sounds weird that somebody would text me that, and you know, people that are close to you, they obviously know the answer, but for somebody that doesn't know you, they have no idea what the RJ stands for.
Yeah, it was funny. My dad and I were talking about that the other day. He had to quiz me as a kid so I could answer questions like this.
Well done, well done. Good preparation. I like it. Okay, I'm reading your bio here on the Air Force website, and it says you're undecided about your major, although maybe that's changed since they printed it, and you would like to become a pilot in the Air Force. Is that all still true?
So I've actually declared management. I originally thought civil engineering, but just the way things worked, I looked like I was looking more to go in the management direction. And I still am looking to be a pilot. I'm trying to keep my grades up to put me in position for that. I'd like to fly fighters ultimately, but I will take what they give me, because any ability or chance to fly is a benefit. I was able to do the soaring program over the summer, and was actually able to solo one of the sailplanes, which was a great experience. I had a really good time doing that, and kind of caught the bug for flying ever since then.
Had you ever flown before, other than just commercial airliners, before you went to Air Force?
No, nothing before that. So the first day, they take you up, you're in the front of this sailplane, and you have an instructor behind you, and they're like, all right, here we go. And
wow.
They take you up, they kind of show you the ropes, and they quickly have you engaged with the flying, and they're making sure that you're using, like, you have the controls and you're flying, and if you get something out of whack, then they take the airplane and we get back into it and level things out, and they give it back right back. And it was a 14 flight program, and on your 12th flight, if you were at a point where you looked like you could solo to doing based on, like, how well you had done on your flights up to that point, then you had to go through a test, a pre-solo, and then a solo. And it was a great time. Had a lot of fun with it. Really good people, and really, really enjoy the opportunity.
So, when you're not flying, what do you like to do in your spare time besides bricking three pointers and pickup games?
In the off season, when we have some time, I love to go snowboarding. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, because don't tell my coaches.
Okay, we'll keep the audio.
I love snowboarding. My sponsor family, they're always headed out to the mountains. My sponsor dad, Jay, he skis, and so he was like, oh, you got to get up there sometime. And some of my friends last year were like, hey, let's go snowboarding, and I was game. And ever since then, it's like, all right, we gotta make some time to get to the mountains. That's my number one thing to do outside of football and in academy life.
How does this work? Because I really don't have a clue, to be quite honest with you, in regards to signing up for, you know, whether it's Navy, Army, Air Force. What kind of commitment are you making in regards to being with the Air Force?
So the way the academy works, when you graduate from the academy, which is a 4-year program for everybody except for special circumstances, you're prepping to become an officer in the Air Force, because obviously the military is made up of enlisted and officer side. And with the officer side, it's about 30% officers and then 70% enlisted for the Air Force. And when we graduate from the academy, we automatically become second lieutenants. And so I am preparing for that time as an officer. And if you go just normal route, I think it's considered non-rated, which is like the type of job you're taking. I think it's just a 5-year commitment for that. If you go pilot or anything else that's rated, then it's a 7-year minimum commitment. And when you are done serving your time with that, you can look to stay on and continue your Air Force career. You can do like they call it five and dive, but it's basically you just do your 5 years if you're done.
Did you have a chance to come back and see your brother play quarterback this year?
This year I wasn't able to, being that I had a a role on the team where they needed me to do something, I wasn't able to get back. But I tried to watch them online, and I always got the family text saying, hey, here's what's going on. And cool. It's always fun to hear about that, and I hope to make it back for state track and see him run there.
Absolutely. Are there times where you kind of pinch yourself? I mean, for crying out loud, life goes by so quickly. I know I've talked to a lot of people remembering you when you were a little guy, and now all of a sudden you're this big guy at 6'3", 238 pounds, playing college football and in the Air Force. And you've always been a very, as far as I know, since I've known you, a very responsible young man. And I know you've helped out with various things in the communities, and I know you're up at our buddy walk 1 year. And that leads me to my next question. I've almost left this out. I remember you and I were talking outside of a bounce house up there at Clyde, Kansas, that you like to hit people in football. Okay?
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Not this other stuff with Joe Mixon, but we're talking like hit people on the football field. And I would say that you get enough hitting in now at practice. Do you still like hitting people on the football field?
I love it. Oh my gosh. I was just talking to my dad. That's the reason I still play football. Cause I really enjoyed the soaring program this summer. And I actually considered leaving football to go be an instructor pilot for that. And looking at where I was at with my career and what I'd be missing from football, I remember last year I'd had some injuries, and so I wasn't able to be playing. And my roommate was trying to get testy with me, and we ended up wrestling. And I went back to those good old days and showed him what was up. But for some reason, hitting people on the football field like that, it just gives me a rush, and I love doing it. I don't know if I'd be able to find anything else that makes up for it. I might just be an angry old guy one of these days.
Well, as long as you keep it controlled, that's the key.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about that. You know, I know everybody has role models. You know, your dad, my goodness gracious, he travels all over the world. And you mentioned that he kind of planted the seed when you were a freshman. But how was that for you when you're growing up? I mean, your dad's there, and then he's gone, and he's doing all these things for, well, his country and serving our country. I mean, that would probably have been one of those, you're really proud of him, but at the same time, probably wish you had some more time with him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a difficult situation. He started doing missions when I was in kindergarten, so it was kind of have to, I don't want to say grow up quick, because my mom was still there, and she was a huge part of our life and raising us, and it was an interesting dynamic to have him come home after being gone so long, and I don't want to say playtime with dad, but it was basically like, hey, let's have a good time. And I mean, it's really interesting, because while there were those times like, hey, let's just have a good time, I've learned a lot from him and from my mom, and my parents are the reason I am where I am today, and I couldn't ask for better parents. They've instilled in me a lot of great things, and I hope that I can make them proud with what I'm doing.
Well, I know your mom kept you in line when she was your boss at the pool when you were a lifeguard there. I would say that the job of a lifeguard there at the Chautauqua Pool during the summer was probably a little bit easier than the gig that you have during the summer.
Just a little bit.
Getting ready for just a little bit, I would imagine.
If you had to put the two together.
Well, I'll end with this. Time for an off-the-wall question. We're talking to R.J. Jackson, our guest today on the Sports Ticket, and we're so happy for him, and we wish him all the best in the future. Off-the-wall question, Christmas only a few days away. You mentioned you're going to be flying out Christmas morning. What's the best gift? And I assume you still believe in Santa. What's the best gift you've ever received from Santa, R.J.?
I mean, for me, it's always good to have my family home, and so whenever he's gracious enough to let my family be together at the same time with all of us going our separate ways, all six of us being together at the same house for Christmas, or at least in the same time, that's the best gift for me. We're actually headed out to Lawrence right now to pick up both my sisters and bring them home for a couple of days, and that's my number one, and it can always happen each year, so it's a gift that keeps on coming.
How much weight, I'm throwing in an extra question, how much weight do you think you're gaining by being in at home for your mom's cooking and everything here during
Christmas? I'm actually trying to stay away from it as much as possible.
Ooh, now, wait a minute, I'm going to stop you. When you say it that way, it sounds like your mom doesn't cook well, but I know she makes some great cookies. So I will let you finish that, so I want to save you the embarrassment, okay?
That's the problem. She makes, well, I showed up the first night, and she made these like chocolate balls for me to eat, and it's just like you're killing me. Like I'm trying to look good for this winter body that I'm covering up with all these clothes, and she just keeps giving me food, and so it's like, Mom, all right, I'll make my own sandwich. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it's I'm trying to hold back, but there's only so much you can do when she's putting this stuff in front of you.
You're trying to be responsible, and she's trying to be good mom and fatten you up. That's okay too. Hey man, best of holiday wishes to you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. You got a great family, and you've done a great job, and you're a great young man. And we wish you nothing but the best in the future. And don't be a stranger. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's RJ Jacks, our guest today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs.